We'll look at that later on this afternoon and tomorrow. We make a decision on that. I think the message is this from us, that we'll now conduct our own internal investigation. We were very keen that we helped the police with everything they needed. We ourselves as a club rang the police when we first saw the photograph without contacting Zach or Elliot. We made the phone call to police and let them know as a club, as a team, and Zach and Elliot themselves have been very open and done everything the police have asked. That matter's now closed, and now we'll conduct our own investigation. And whether Zach plays or not on Friday night is irrelevant of the investigation. So he may well play, but that doesn't mean to say everything's all right. And, we've got some things that we need to sort out ourselves.
For you personally, is there a frustration that you've got a player that can get in the England squad, he can be one of the best fullbacks in the competition, but then there's been a couple of off-field issues?
It's disappointing, and if anything, Zach needs to be disappointed with himself, let himself down, and certainly his teammates, he's been let down. He's a young man, and young men make these errors, and what you might argue is that he's making too many of these errors. Yeah, we agree as well, and that's part of the investigation. That's part of what we're going to try and look at and see what any action that needs to be taken. It's not something that we're happy with at all.
Has it been difficult for you to focus on Wigan when you've got this kind of thing still in the air?
No, it's we're professionals at what we do. We can separate both these. It doesn't make it makes your week less easy, if you like. It's another addition, then you'd rather not have it. But no, there's been no distraction leading up to Wigan.